Monday, the 19th of August. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, yesterday we celebrated the Feast of the Assumption of the Virgin Mary. And today I want to talk a little bit more about the special feast. And I want to look at the second part of yesterday's gospel. And in that is this beautiful, beautiful prayer that Mary says. So I'm going to read it slowly for you, kids. And I want you to listen to the words. And I want you to see, is there a word or a phrase or an idea in this prayer of Mary's that speaks to my own heart today? So listen. Mary says, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One," that's God, "has done great things for me. Holy is God's name. God's mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he promised our ancestors." So this prayer, the Magnificat, is one of the very beautiful prayers we have in Scripture. And I can remember a friend of mine, when I was pregnant, she wrote out the prayer for me very beautifully with colored gel pens, and she gave it to me as a prayer appropriate for someone who was pregnant. And there's something wondrous about this prayer, because it starts off, if we just listen to the beginning, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me." So that's kind of the first half. And there Mary is speaking about her own experience of God. She's speaking about her rejoicing in God, her delighting in God. And she's speaking about how God has seen her, has looked at her, has found her worthy of his great love, even though she's a very ordinary person. And she notices how she has this prophetic moment. "From now on, all generations, everyone who lives after me will call me blessed, because God has done great things for me." Now, that's a very important idea there. Mary is not saying people will look up to her because of what she's done, but because of what God has done for her. I was reading a story the other day in which there was a story that was written about a rugby player. I know some of you play rugby and some of you play soccer and some of you play netball and some of you play basketball. And one of the things that was going on in the story was that the person was having to come to terms with coming to the end of their career as a professional rugby player. And they'd put all of their energy and time into being a good rugby player, and they'd done lots of work. And on one level, you could see some part of them thought, "This is all because of me. I worked very hard and I've become a great rugby player." But the flip side of that is, what happens when you can't be a great rugby player anymore because you start to get a bit old and you've been around for too long? And rugby players do not play professional rugby up until they're 65 and retire. They play until they're in their late 20s, early 30s normally, and then they retire because the younger ones are faster and better at it. And what happens then when it doesn't matter how much you train and how much you work? What's going on? You're still not getting any better. And I think at that moment in the book, the person had to realize that although they had worked with the gifts God had given them, their capacity to be a good sports person, good sportsman, was actually a gift of God. And it was a gift that had helped them, but that didn't define everything that they would do. They had to find a way to go on and have the rest of their life have meaning and purpose too. Whether we're a great singer or good at maths, good at writing, some of us I know are very good at everything in academics, or some of us are really good at acting. We have to remember, like Mary, that God has looked upon us in our ordinariness and given us these gifts. And yes, we need to work with them. But ultimately, any talent we have is a gift from God. And so we need to remember to thank God for our gifts. So I thought today, you might like to think and to pray to God, to thank God for the gifts that you have. Let's close our eyes now. Lord, we want to say thank you for our particular gifts and talents. Some of us, I know, are good at reading, and some of us are good at maths. Some of us are good at kicking balls, and some of us are good at singing songs. Some of us are really good at being generous and good friends, and some of us are good at cleaning up and tidying at home. Whatever we're good at, we're only good at because you gave us the talent for it. And we ask for your blessing now.